watched it with my laptop sitting on a chair, and on the other section of the chair, I had a burrito. I was just housing. It was nice.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Doogie
housing
Howser.
Is a human right.
What's up?
Housing is a human right.
Yeah, man.
Hey, gang. Welcome to the show.
Didn't see you there. Yokoso irashaimase! And welcome to another episode of the hit series Behind the Paywall, balling out
Gundam times.
Opa Gundam time.
Ready?
Go!
I just had to turn down the volume on my Zoom call.
That's fair. Hey, if you're turning it down now, the audience will be turning it down in the future. Let's introduce our special guest today. First of all, thanks for listening. We love having
welcome.
You back here behind the paywall. Katie did her hair between this episode and the other one. So
you
it's
know,
a new look, a new approach.
I'm a busy woman. I got to multitask. I really, you know, I'm America's sweetheart because I really got it all.
That is true. That's why.
That's why. Well,
We're your hosts, Alex and Katie. There has never been any other hosts. It has always been the two of us.
It's always just been the two of us, you know? No grounding force that guides the steady pace of the show. Just two clowns that know what they're doing.
If you enjoy clowns, you'll love this episode.
Send in the clowns.
We got four of them for you today. We also
have
our other returning host who is also here every week. It's Jake Flores, everybody.
Thank you. I am a clown. You're a soil clown.
Honk, honk, but out of respect.
Jeremy. Yes. Dead. Long live Jeremy.
Long live Jeremy. He's standing on another Jeremy's shoulders, and he's throwing him in the air and catching him with another Jeremy. What do clowns do? Let's explore that this episode.
Shit like that.
Yeah, just kind of all kinds of crazy shit. And also Andrew Durso is here from the hit show Durso's World.
Happy to be here in the Zoom chat for the clown terrorist group, clown ISIS, a big part of this episode.
If you're clown ISIS, what would they say? That's something clown ISIS might say.
Like a suicide bombing, but it just confetti comes out.
Yeah.
You get a thousand pies in heaven.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like clown ISIS weapons, and they're really just like things that the Joker did, like acid corsage or something.
You know,
Wahoo clown bar? Is that anything?
I feel like this is very timely for us to watch this episode because I really feel like clowns are back in the cultural zeitgeist recently.
Well, there's that big thing of, there's always been clowns on Capitol Hill. We know that.
And, let's move right past that.
I need ointment because I've been burned.
You politician?
Yes.
She's a busy woman. She has to do her hair in between Gundam episodes.
I'm a lobbyist for big podcasts.
There's that thing a few years ago. There were all the clowns in the wood, which people theorized was a viral marketing tactic for the film It.
There's no way that's what that was.
No, I think it was just psychos. No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, people using the clown emoticon to be I've been clowned, and like a lot of like hot girls are like doing clown makeup now.
Dude, yeah, no,
like
Zoomer...
e-girls are leaning clown, a lot of drag queens doing clowns.
Zoomers on the internet that wear like NASA shirts love to just like post clown emojis in your replies. When you have a bad day.
Are you big titty clown girls now?
Yeah. It's like a detour here because I'm from Austin, which is like kind of a crunchy city. And there were a group of people that made clown pornography there for a while. They'd put graffiti everywhere. They had like an agenda. Like you'd walk down a street and there'd be a brick wall. It would say ACAB and it would say like, you know, the anarchy thing. And then the third thing would be like clown porn, like make more of it or whatever. And I don't know who they are or
verbatim on the
wall. I am familiar with the clown pornography people. Cause, similar hellscape. I lived in Portland before it got San Francisco'd, so there was a lot of porn, clown porn happening out there. And
wait,
I have
questions.
I have a photograph of me and my friends at a ramen restaurant, and this like kinky like couple was dressed up in full clown makeup, like being like, yeah, we're like clowns in public, and they're all like,
that's not supposed to be in public. You're allowed to be a clown in public. They generally are in public.
No, they were a normal couple who would dress up in clown makeup, and this was like part of their sex thing.
I mean, I get it, but there's a factor here that's weird to me, where it's like, no, what you're doing that's weird in public is the sex part. The clown part should just be, they're at restaurants all the time.
Clowns are welcome. Clowns are always welcome.
I'm so glad I grew up in a sexually repressed suburb of Massachusetts. It's all just so frightening and strange to me. Was it like the clowns turned them on, or they just enjoyed being clowns and they were also making porn on the side?
I believe it's both.
Oh, okay.
The Puritan clown laws were extremely conservative. I guess what just confuses me about it is that people who are having sex don't usually wear anything. So how do you stay a clown while you're having the sex?
Oh, baby. Oh, sweet. Dumb
is
Alex.
Everyone in on this? Does this go to the top?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
I'm looking above me. There's a clown up there.
First of all, they're doing full face paint. Yeah. So that's pretty distinctive. And lots of people do it with various accoutrements on.
I brought this up, is I'm curious, is it like the e-girls and e-boy, are they starting to get into clown territory? Because those people have their own weird subculture. Like
that's what I'm saying. Like there's
all the hand gestures and shit.
There's a bunch of e-girls that are doing like straight up clown makeup.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not here to judge good or bad. What I'm here to ask is, what does it mean? Like, what does it say about what's going on in society or whatever that like,
I mean, not to go with like the hackiest clown reference over and over again, but like, is it a Joker thing? Like, wasn't that film just like taking hold of the popular consciousness?
The episode we watched today leads us to believe that clowns as a cultural signifier are Jokerfied.
Yes.
There are no positive clowns anymore.
There's like a political clown terrorist group in it.
The political clown.
But also, I think, so like with the sex clowns and the cool teen clowns, that's like also trying to be edgelord. So I think we've really cracked it open. It's like clowns equal fucking twisted dark carnival. ICP was on it. It's back. It's happening.
Sex clown sounds like a term that like a radio host would use to describe Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, that could be fucking sex clown. But to answer Jake's question about what does it mean that the teens are doing clown makeup, I think it means that they're fucking cool. I think they're just doing cool shit. Yeah.
I don't know. The clowns in this episode were not cool. They were bad. Got bad hombres.
I feel so bad that I'm so much more invigorated by this clown episode than our main episode this week. I was so tired, and now I got so much shit to say about clowns.
Were we not supposed to enjoy this? I thought this was very entertainingly strange.
This was the best episode of the show I've ever seen, but most of the show has been so bad that it has made me angry at doing this show.
I will say either this or the one with the funny French butler is probably the best episode of the show so far.
We'll have
to get around to that later.
But first, what the fuck's up?
What the fuck is up?
What the fuck is up?
What's going on? Happy to be here. I watched a Gundam show recently, independently of this podcast.
Which one?
I watched a show called Gundam 0080. A little mini series, a 6-episode mini series from the 80s.
That's a lot of letters.
Quite good. Yeah, no, I would say the robots were less, I would say, racially coded than they are in this show. There wasn't any of that going on. It was a story about a young boy growing up in the middle of the war. It was good. I would recommend it. Gave it 4 stars in the old letterbox because it's a mini series. So you can
wait, you letterboxed it?
Yeah, I letterboxed it.
So glad to be doing this podcast with my two uncles.
Zoomers
love clowns, uncles love letterboxed. It's the law of the natural world.
And then Thanksgiving, you got to talk about how you'd rate and review different circus acts. You know, got to find some common ground.
These fucking kids with their TikToks clowning around.
Yeah.
They don't Zeppelin. They like phone.
Oh, this is a fun. This is a fun meme. It's like a guy putting on that like clown costume. It's like this meme. It's a guy putting on that clown costume. It's like me going to watch G Gundam. How about that?
Oh,
yeah, putting on your clown costume. Yeah.
Right. That's a meme, right? That's
I can see it.
But you're I think like that's worth a lot of money.
Enjoy the show, though.
Yeah. Can we get a honk honk in the chat, y'all?
For some people, that meme is about to have sex.
Yeah.
To put on your clown.
It's really kink shaming of you. Durso, is there a lot of people rating anime on Letterboxd?
Nope. The ones I do, nobody likes or reads them. Like, I could, like, confess to a murder one day in one of my anime Letterboxd reviews, and, like, the cops would never come for me. And
you're like, I am the Zodiac Killer. Five stars to my neighbor Totoro.
Yeah, this is the Zodiac speaking. Dirty Pair Project Eden is good. It's like a full-length music video. Watch it.
My God, we've cracked his code. As you go through the Miyazakis, you see his dark history of desires. Which Gundam series is this? Is this the one with Ko Araki?
No, that's Gundam 0083, Stardust Memories.
Shit.
Yeah, man.
You out-Gundamed me on my own Gundam show.
Honk honk in the chat, everybody.
Honk honk.
Do not honk honk, honk in the chat. A honk honk in the chat is direct coercive involvement with the terrorist Andrew Durso.
And confirmed Zodiac Killer.
I hate how Ted Cruz is in on that joke now and people still do it. Sorry, I keep going off on side tangents. My apologies.
Wow, how dare you go on side tangents on our highly focused anime behind the pot paywall podcast.
Andrew, if you want to just spout off nonsense, take it outside of the What the Fuck is Up segment we do every week.
Yeah. What the Fuck is Up is to tell us what the fuck is up.
What's going the fuck on? Now, me, Jake, and Katie kind of already talked about what's going the fuck on for around a half hour.
Jake got an air conditioner. I'm having landlord problems. Fucking shit sucks.
Shit sucks.
I don't know if you guys seen this in the news, but shit sucks. Yeah. It's really bad.
Yo, I'm mad as hell that it's not beach weather anymore.
I'm sorry, Alex. You're so powerful when you go to the beach.
Dude, I was going to set up a residency at the beach.
You did. You weren't cognizant for 2 months straight.
I was going to set up a shack and just live out there, man.
You still got your beach hair.
I know. The hair. It yearns for the salty waters.
Here's the thing. I like summer, but I am my most powerful as an autumn-type Pokemon. I need layers. I need blacks and browns. I need boots.
Big and time.
Yeah. I know Durso is a bomber jacket type.
Oh, my God. I can only thrive in seasons where I can look European. Like, the fucking summer does not do it for me.
Although, I'm, like, black jorts type, which I feel like is a cross. Like, if like, you can be, like, a psychic dark Pokemon, I'm, like, black jorts but fall Pokemon.
What are your autumnal looks?
Me?
Just anyone. Just sing in.
I'm wearing a Halloween orange shirt today for this very reason. I'm a fall boy. I like
man looking like a pumpkaboo.
I started playing that Pokemon, the new one, Sword or Shield or whatever.
Into them.
It's got like the British theme. It's supposed to be like take place in like England or something.
I didn't know that. What apparently every time they make a Pokemon game, they like do that. They take it to a new place and then the people all talk. Like there's one in Hawaii, and then this game starts, and Dr. Oak says like "Aloha" to you or whatever. I've only ever played one Pokemon game ever before this, so I played the original one, and then I just played this, and they were just like, "Hey, mate, hey, chap," and I had no fucking idea why. I was like, "Why did the game just turn into British people?"
It's like,
I can't believe we're here in British. Nazi Pokemon Germany.
It's like this show where it's like if a Japanese media franchise just goes on long enough, it will become racially coded. Like you will see, you will see a big Gundam wearing a Union Jack tank top.
Yeah,
it's just funny because it's just like not super necessary. Like I get why they did it because they're probably bored, but it's like it's just fucking Pokemans. Just like I don't know, make. Yeah. I do like in that one. They're like they so clearly ran out of ideas. They're like. What if they were like really big?
Yeah, Koffing's got a
fucking
hat.
Just the same Pokemon but big.
Now the one liked about that one is during the battles, like they treat it more like a sport in the game, so you got to wear like these soccer jerseys while you're fighting other guys.
Yeah, but like, why do you have to wear like a jersey for so your limbs can move freely while you're just yelling at an animal? Yeah. You don't do anything.
Well, you run alongside them sometimes.
There's, like how super funny. In all sports, there's very funny, arbitrary ways people dress. Like, the coaches in hockey have to wear those suits and that, like, little box for all the players. It's so goofy looking.
I know. Yeah. It's so fucking funny.
Well, yeah. They're off to a business meeting, and business is hockey.
Since all of the Pokemon look like sports mascots... They should have a mascot in the Pokemon tournaments that's man, you know?
Yeah.
Just a whoa. Damn, Jake.
The Philly Fanatic Pokemon or something. I can, like, fight Mr. Met. That would be very fun to make.
Yeah. The Philly Fanatic is a Pokemon.
Right. And just like Jake's is problematic, they'd have the Chief Wahoo in there. You know?
Jeremy is going to be so sad that he had a perfect inning for his favorite conversation, which is Chief Wahoo and fucking the Philly Fanatic. And
what?
Nope.
did I just stumble upon like a very specific in joke?
He brings it up almost every week.
Like, it never stops.
It's a routine part of the What the Fuck Is Up segment.
By the way, fucking the Philly Fanatic is clown sex. He's got that horn face.
What that horn do?
Yeah, he's always making that O face.
This is
horrifying. This is a weird combination of people. I don't think we're actually going to talk about anything except clown fucking now.
You know what? The thing is I haven't even been to the beach, but like...
It's you're like at the beach.
Bringing the beach to the podcast now.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, it's like you're at the beach.
I do have my drugs right behind me. Should I go to the beach
now? Yeah, start doing drugs. We have most of the show left. Don't look. Just start throwing them in your mouth. Who knows what they'll be? Oh, well, Katie is doing drugs.
I don't know
which ones.
Be cognizant to talk about clown terrorists. I am adept. First of all, I have blue hair, so...
This is true. I'm sorry. Katie has blue hair. We need to respect that. I took extensive notes, so you're not going to be... There's not going to be a burden on you to recall an event.
It would be funny if there was, like, a straight-edge clown. No, wait.
That's got to be a thing that exists. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I want to say there's maybe a Juggalo subculture, but they don't seem very straight-edge. They seem like they're pretty into getting fucked up.
A few years ago, I had a very long argument with somebody at work over whether there are probably vegan juggalos or not. And I'm on the side of there totally are. There's no doubt there's a ton of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Because, like, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of, like, white trashiness to, like, hippy-dippy, like, Burning Man type subculture.
Oh,
there's gotta
be
crossover juggalo shit there.
Yeah.
I've never listened to ICP, but aren't they kind of, like, positive rap?
Yeah,
big time. It's all about, in the final Joker card, they reveal it's all been about Christianity in the final track.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Yeah, the Dark like Carnival. Insane about that.
No, the Dark Carnival is all a metaphor for Christianity. It is.
Yeah.
Wait, so is it Dark Carnival hell, or is it...
No, the Dark Carnival's heaven, I think. If you're a good person, you go to the Dark Carnival when you die, where it's just a heaven where you can, like, dress up as a clown and kill people all the time.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound like heaven.
It's
like
if you're a juggalo, though.
It is if you're just like a kid from the Midwest who's into like horror movies and like 90s hip hop.
I mean, there was like a kind of 90s and aughts like rebranding of Christian shit where they were like, nah, man, it's you, metal is Christian. It could be Christian punk, like horror, like all these things that were, they thought were threats to the church. They just went, well, we'll just do it like instead. And then we'll sell it to the kids. So
yeah. Kevin Smith's Dogma. That's the biggest Juggalo movie out there.
Yeah.
Selma Hayek looks great in that movie.
She really does.
Oh my God. Yeah, of course she does. She's fucking Selma Hayek. She always looks amazing.
The gall to cast her as Frida Kahlo.
Yes.
Does that make any fucking sense?
Well, that whole movie's a nightmare. I mean, like, it's no good.
You're saying like it's a bad move because Frida Kahlo is not, like, she's hotter than Frida Kahlo because of the fucking.
Well, it just like takes you out of it completely because this is a woman who's supposed to have her spine destroyed in a trolley accident. And you see her naked all the time and she's Selma Hayek.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's because Harvey Weinstein produced it and they made him put all the sex scenes in.
Oh, no, Harvey. Beep, beep. Me and Harvey have the same mind.
Beep, beep. Sorry.
Oh,
well-known fact.
All right, I'm going to take this conversation back one step. My favorite Christian turn of any popular musician, and this is only loosely related to what we were talking about, but there is a distinct moment when DMX starts becoming a Saved by God style rapper.
Oh, yeah. I saw him perform.
Whoa, where?
Post getting saved.
Really?
At B.B. King's RIP in Manhattan. And it'd be so funny because he'd like do the hits, you know? He'd be like, what's up? I'm here. I'm DMX. Let's go. And, you know, he'd do.
Right, the hits that are like all songs about just like unchecked murder.
Yeah, like murder. Yeah. And then, you know, so everyone's smoking weed. It's fucking.
It kind of reminds me of the Book of Jeremiah.
Yeah, you know, he's like doing Party Up and like Rough Riders Anthem. And it'd be like, and then he would stop and be like, okay, but now real fast, I just want to thank God, my savior, number one, JC upstairs. And like, he's like, let us pray, moment of silence. And this whole like click is on stage.
Yeah, he just does an Oscars acceptance speech in the middle of the set.
He does it. And then everyone gets real quiet and he's like, amen. And then just like, into X gonna give it to you. It was fucking psychotic. I smoked weed so strong at that concert that I fainted. And
nice. That was the Holy Spirit entering you.
Yeah, I think it was that, like, me burning from the inside because of it was a Jew. Anyway, he got arrested a week after that and went to jail. So for tax evasion.
Has he walked back on the Christian stuff?
I don't.
Y'all okay. Gonna make me lose my faith.
But you know the reason he keeps going to jail is it's been tax evasion once or twice, but more than once it's been buying like 50 pit bulls, forgetting he has them, and then just the police discovering a room full of dogs eating each other. He's gone to jail for that two times.
Oh man,
in Massachusetts, I might add.
Oh no, that's so sad because there's so much barking in his songs.
I know. I know. Well, it comes from a real place. That's why it's so good.
Oh, can we,
he really
can
knows
we
what
play,
the dogs sound like.
Can we play a DMX song at the end of this episode, Alex?
Absolutely we can, because I'm running out of songs to put at the end of these, and any kind of suggestion is very helpful.
Well, I'm strongly suggesting DMX.
That Russian rap song I played last week, I feel like without the video, probably not the best, but
it was a lot. It hurt my feelings.
Not to backtrack, what Russian rap song did you play last week?
It was by like Germstven.
You know, the well-known Russian rapper.
Mernstein.
Mernstein.
I just got rid of the file.
Jewish?
That's why he's edgy, because like Russia doesn't have. That's a weird video, by the way, because it's like trap music. So it's like Russia guys, but they're trying to be like Black Americans, but they don't have the equivalent of that there. So it's like, it's just.
Oh, it's a lot lost in translation.
My point is, I guess the closest you could get to that is like a very Jewish Russian guy.
Yeah.
And that's like their badass rap crew. Harry Hanukkah's here. They think he's a subversive figure.
I want Jeremy back.
Yeah, I wish Jeremy was here to make this more anti-Semitic than it is.
That's true. The secret about Jeremy is...
I feel like I take the blame for a lot of Jeremy-inspired instigations, and I will not keep silent forever.
Yeah, I can bring up fucking baseball mascots a little more if you guys miss Jeremy's presence.
No, it's okay. No. We All talk right. about it too much. We should talk about something else.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. Okay, so I'll tell you. We're behind the paywall.
Yes.
Okay, maybe. Confirmed. Okay. I don't know. Maybe we'll edit this out. But today, a fan that I think definitely came by way of Jeremy, because like Trains isn't his username, DM'd me and told me they are a licensed counselor and offered me teletherapy.
Hell oh, wow. Yes, dude.
I told him.
Did you take it?
No, it's the most unethical, crazy bullshit I've ever seen in my life. They literally used the phrasing, sliding into your DMs to offer quasi-legal teletherapy.
You're not supposed to, like, hustle your therapy if you're a therapist, right? People are supposed to
come. You can lose your license for that type of shit. I was horrified.
The gist I've been getting from my therapist, and I know people on this show have been telling me I just have a bad therapist, but is that you can break all of these rules, and people do all of the time.
You have for sessions a bad...
And he'll just tell me about other people, and I'm like, that's what I'm here for.
We should add, his form of therapy is just singing America the Beautiful at you.
You really do have a terrible therapist, Alex.
Like, he's my best friend. Don't say that about him.
Oh, another person.
He's a 60-year-old man, and he knows why I drink.
Does he, like, know you talk about him behind the paywall of an anime-centric podcast?
No, I didn't tell him that. I didn't tell him I wrote, like, a whole bit about him and then took videos of it. Because I bet he'd be pissed. You know what he did tell me, though, is that he's been seeing a bunch of comedians, and they all, for some reason, try to run their bits on him in therapy.
That's horrible. Ugh,
why would
that's
you do
so
that?
Dark. Because
what
people,
is the best case scenario
it's
for that?
It's a pandemic. You can only get on an outside show once every 2 weeks.
Andrew's been doing it. Andrew's been telling his therapist
that's the
jokes.
Darkest
I
shit
have a therapist,
I have ever heard. That makes me so fucking disgusted and upset.
Because he'll tell me, I'll be like, I appreciate
Dr.
that.
Katz. He sees you on squiggle vision.
This is my friend's story I'm telling you guys, but they're both comics that see the same therapist, and like one of them brought up, they both coincidentally also hosted the same show at a bar, Cherry Tree. Okay, I just doxed who they are, whatever. They're both therapists who ran a show at Cherry Tree, and they both they're both comics who ran a show at Cherry Tree, and they had the same therapist, and like during one of their sessions, they mentioned like the bar, and they were just like, "Oh, Cherry." And the guy was like, "Cherry Tree. I heard they have comedy there." It's like, where would you have fucking heard that?
Really interesting. Who hosts this show with you? Is it Ben? I'm just giving out all these details you don't know. Oh man!
Ben, who has a strange relationship with his father?
Yeah, it is strange. I don't think he's bad for the reasons people tell me he's bad, which is the oversharing. If anything, I think he's bad because we have an unspoken relationship where I like sort of give him therapy.
That's
as
all
part
bad.
Of my payment.
That's in, all bad. That's all what, fucking bad.
In what way? Does it just become like a give and take thing of you telling each other your problems?
Yes, and he'll ask about like cancel culture and stuff, and I'll like keep him up on it.
This sucks.
Yeah, it really...
It's important work that I do with these kids. It's really kept me in check. Look how long my hair is now. I didn't have hair this long before I had a therapist.
That's definitely the factor.
When did you start seeing him? How long have you been filling this guy in on the comedy going on?
Like a year and a half or so. Okay.
So he's known you both pre and during pandemic.
Yeah. We had a pre-pandemic relationship. And the thing is, when I started seeing him, and I've had, I think, two therapists. Therapists have, like, a stable of moves. So you tell them all your problems, and then they're like, oh, that's interesting. You should try mindfulness or whatever. But then after, like, month 18 of seeing them, they're like, have you considered mindfulness? And it's like, fucking, of course I have. I've been here the whole time.
You're
like,
you need a better therapist. You're just describing bad therapy over and over again.
Alex is like Alex is like the clown Gundam for therapists. He knows all their moves.
I know all their moves.
He mirrors it back at them.
Is it Gundam time?
Yeah, I keep referencing this show we haven't done.
You do. Doing a lot of references the listener will not understand until we do the recap. All right. We'll talk about my therapy more next time. And now back to the wonderful world of Mobile Fighter G Gundam, episode 31. Dazzling Power of the Clown. Get mad, Gundam Maxter.
Wait, was that the real title?
Yes.
That fucking rules.
Gundam fight, ready?
Go! It's a clown episode, if you haven't picked that up yet.
It seems to be like the latest installment in a series of clown episodes from the
You'd
recap.
You'd think that, but it hasn't been.
Wait, was that recap from an episode that doesn't fucking exist?
Yes!
What?
Yes!
There was no episode where George...
They just are covering stuff that they didn't feel like animating.
Yeah, this guy, the guy with the fashion eye patch that he doesn't actually need was recapping a. I thought like
let
the
me,
clown was like
the
final the boss
here,
of a,
Andrew.
An arc. Sorry.
You're getting tilted. You're getting tilted at the Gundam episode. Let me explain what happens to the crowd. Now, if you're just getting back with us, you know that Domon is in the midst of the Mobile Fighter Gundam tournament in Hong Kong, the big tournament that decides who is president of space or something. And it's the Olympics, but for Gundams. Well, this week, Georges Dassange, France's fancy fencing Gundam, is facing off against Jester Gundam from Neo-Portugal by its pilot, Romario Manini.
I didn't know Portugal was known for its rich clown culture. Well,
I think what happened is because the clown can copy any move, he saw an Italian guy and copied his name, and that's why it's like that.
Okay, cool.
Romario Manini, the spooky clown. And so the episode opens with Rose Gundam trying to do Rose bits at this clown, and then the clown, because it can copy anything, he does clown bits.
He just fucking clowns it.
Clown bits!
And everyone's like, oh no!
But this whole segment
was,
is like 5 seconds.
Was the Rose guy the French Gundam?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
That's why he's like that.
Yeah.
It's not that he's gay.
Yeah, a little flunker.
No, he's French. If he was gay, would he have an extremely close relationship with his butler that most understanding is left outside of the verbal contract?
He's French, so he's like that. His sexuality is entirely still up for debate because he could be. You can be gay and French.
His sexuality is being rude. That's how all Frenchmen are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, this is the first 5 seconds of the episode.
All right.
They really cram it in there. So George is defeated by this Romario Manini, the terrible clown, is what you need to know. And we cut to the announcer, who is in every one of these episodes. And not only is he in his red velour suit like he is, but he is holding a clown mask so as to kind of tip a hat to the viewer, this episode is a clown episode.
Get ready. It's about clown.
The clown represents clowns.
Yeah, deep.
And he says the fight this week between Romario Menini is not Domon, but actually Gundam Maxter from Americar with Chibity Crockett. Can he defeat him if he has to defeat himself? Find out in this Gundam fight.
You know, I hate this fucking show, but if every episode was like Clown Gundam and like weird polyamory cult, like, yes, then I would like the show.
Your polycule of girls that all dress like blackjack dealers in a gumball casino or something.
So we cut to Chibity. This is his special episode. He is at a parade with his five girlfriends. They all wear matching pink suits. And they show him around, and he goes, I don't want to be at the parade.
And they're like, well, you got to fly a clown robot, and these are where the clowns are. So put two and two together, bitch.
Is being in a polycule like being in like Heaven's Gate, where you all just have to wear matching outfits or something?
I don't think this is a polycule, because that would imply reciprocity. This is squarely some sort of like weird sister wives situation.
Right. These are his wife's servants.
This is not a polycule. This is a Heaven's Gate situation.
Yeah,
like Brigham Young style polygamy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a normal situation where these five women serve and love this one terribly stunted emotionally man.
Yeah, he just keeps calling out for his... I'm sorry. Yeah,
we'll get there in a second, Andrew.
Get there.
Wait your turn, Andrew. So he's at the parade. You find out it's for research, and there's a whole circus behind the parade, and he's not having it, but the fighter works as a clown, so it's just common sense that they have to do this. And Chibity doesn't want to go in to the big tent, so one of the girls lures Domon over, Domon Kashu, Neo Japan's fighter, and she goes, oh, Domon, I didn't notice you were here. You're a big, strong man. You want to go in the big circus tent?
Yeah, I like how everyone wants to fuck Domo, even though he's, like, the shittiest person. He's always like, ew, get off of me.
They want him because they can't have him. He's, like, actually a very well-portrayed version of that guy. Mr. Two-Damn Pickup Gundam Fighter. And so... Domon uses bullying to get Chibity to enter the tent. Chibity, just for the record, does not want to go in the tent.
Yeah, he makes it very clear. I don't want to be here. I don't want to go in there. Please don't make me do it.
So we're watching the show. Everybody is in the tent. No big deal. Just a normal afternoon. Everybody's looking at a clown. There's a clown, and he's on some swinging trapeze. He's sitting on him.
Yeah. Nothing menacing here.
It's the way he does it that's menacing. And
it's like so fucked. Because it's also, he's not man-sized. He's like a doll that came to life. It's so fucked up. It's like a that fucking Goosebumps dummy or some shit.
He has a big egg body. You know what I mean? He's got like a, like, he looks like Sonic's villain, Dr. Eggman.
But like small. He's like not a man sized.
He looks like 5'4" or something.
I don't know, man. He seems like a doll to me.
He's big enough to be a threat. Anyway, so he's on the trapeze 1,000 feet in the air and then just lets go. And everyone's like, oh, I'm going to watch a clown die. But then he catches himself on another trapeze.
Wow.
And the joke is that you thought he would die.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
That's comedy 101, baby.
Yeah, classic comedia dell'arte is putting yourself in danger.
Yeah. God,
and
Alex.
That's what he does. That's what he does. And so everybody's watching and they're laughing and clapping, except Chibity, who has very strong anti-clown physical posture at this point. Arms crossed.
He has... clowning. Like, I know we're like kind of building towards this point or whatever, teasing out, but he has this phenomenon known as calorophobia. He's afraid of clowns is what's going
right.
on.
Right. And he's so clearly uncomfortable. And everyone's like, aren't you glad we forced you into this place you didn't want to come to? And he's like sweating.
Well, they, I think, assume
the same fear who like, I had a friend growing up who was terrified of clowns. He was a little cholo dude, so it was really funny because he was like,
because cholos love clowns. Well, that's another one.
Right. Like there's that. And there's also just the general like masculine nature of it. He was kind of a tough guy, but if there was a clown around, he would be like this. Like, this is a pretty good representation of like the guy sinking in his chair. It's like, fuck, I don't want to be here or whatever.
Right. You would always famously drag him to circuses.
Dude, one time we were fucking driving to Galveston from Houston. So it's like you drive like a fucking couple hours, go get to like the beach where people hang out or whatever. And I was talking.
Yeah, you and his other five wives.
Yeah. And so he's my friend Sal. She's riding a shotgun and I'm driving and I'm talking to him. As I'm talking to him, like a fucking no windows scary van pulls up next to us, and the guy driving it is a fucking clown. And no. I'm like, I understand he's got his clown stuff in the back and he's on his way to the job, but it looks scary because it's just a fucking clown just driving, barreling down a highway in a van. And I'm like, sorry, I start smiling at Sal and I'm like, dude, no, like, can you go ahead? Can you look at that van for me? You know? And he's just like, shut up. I know what it is. He's very angry.
I can spot them from miles away.
Yeah. He's like kind of turning. He's got his hand on his head, you know? And he's just like, get it away from me. I'm like driving, like keeping up with the van. Like, no, I think that this guy wants to tell us something.
Anyway. Don't you think about how many they can fit in a small car? A clown van has to have like a billion in them.
There's a thousand clowns. So it's like cockroaches. You know, yeah. If you see one outside in the daylight, they're all over the place.
Yeah. You just like lift up a leaf or something. Eight clowns scatter.
Oh, terrifying.
Well, I think Domo and the girls kind of assume that Chibity had a clown fear akin to that your friend had, that he just had an irrational fear of clowns, when that is not the case. As we learn soon in the episode, Chibity at a young age was kidnapped by clown political terrorists who yes. shot AKs into the air and laughed at him while they
holding him.
Also, it's like kind of ambiguous as whether they like killed his mother or like just scared his mother away and then she just never found him.
I'm laughing at the idea of they're like getting a heist group together, like in a movie. It's just like, this is Greg. He's the best baby holder in the business.
But also, like, this seems pretty integral to his life. So I feel like at least one of these women would have known about that. Like, yeah, maybe, like, let's not bring Chibity to the circus.
In fact, this has not come up until this episode. And they're like, yeah, he was held hostage by gun-wielding clown terror.
Yeah.
You know, that common New York occurrence.
Yeah, there should have been one wife who's just like, let's just not go to Portugal, the famous circus country, in the first place.
Like, the first episode we meet Chibity, there should be, like, a wig he sees on the ground and he kicks it or something. Like, you have to build up to this. All right, so just back at the... We haven't discovered that with the flashback yet, but he's watching the clowns and just, like, shaking with hate. And the clown is taunting him, and he shows up, and he's like, ha-ha, ho-ho! And he's like, get out of here! And so the clown moves over to Domo, and it starts copying him. It's like it adjusts.
It learns his burning hand, which is like, once again, you're not in a robot, so like, what does this...
Before that, so here's the exchange of events here. It like copies his pose, and then he's like, you want to fucking go? And then tries to fight the clown.
Dude!
So, Domo has that energy, like everyone has like hung out with their friend who has that shitty boyfriend where he's like, that magician fucking wants to have a piece of me, bro.
Dude, like, there, it is so funny to me that there's like a certain genre of like anime hothead protagonist that just asks like a guy, like, just acts like a guy from Boston, like, yeah. like this fucking clown is making fun of me, let me ruin this show by trying.
This isn't part of it, this is different. I can tell what he's doing. This clown hates Tom Brady.
Doman's the fighter from Neo Matapan. Everybody, if there was like an anime from Boston and all the episode titles were like, fighter encounter of the climactic battle. You think you're better than me?
Alex basically wrote that, the police anime that he wrote.
Worcester Rising. All right, so now he's fighting this clown in the circus and everyone's watching him, and the clown is copying all of his moves one for one. And then before Domon does it, so I guess it's just studied him, it does the burning finger, like Katie was saying. And it, like, he essentially impales Domon on his fist, and then it explodes.
Makes him explode.
But instead of Domon being dead, he's in a Gundam, by the way, so I guess he can do this.
Right, which once again brings up the question, why robots?
Why even have the robots? It's just a la mode, make your hand explode.
Yeah.
But
yeah, well, you already have a well and pay, like, paying gig as the best clown at a circus. Why bother being a Gundam fighter?
All great questions.
But anyway, the twist is when it explodes Domon, it's not a real explosion, it's confetti. Confetti leaks down everywhere, and he goes, ha ha ha, and everyone goes, yay, this is what we came for.
It is funny that the two protagonists of this show have complete opposite fight and flight instincts when it comes to clowns.
The two genders.
Yeah, right, fight a clown, run from it.
And there's a quick shot of Chibity right after this happens, and he's just full on, like, hugging his knees, shaking at this point.
Dude, he's, like, fucking, like, traumatized. Like,
yeah, he's having a full body panic attack, and everyone's like, ha ha! I love a show!
That would be, like, if you had that bad of an irrational fear of the clowns, and then you had to fight one that's inside of a mech, that'd be fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
The oldest story ever told.
I feel like that should have been part of the training. Like, Chibity, you know, since you're fighting to win Space King, you're going to have to fight, like, a clown. Like,
you know,
I feel like that would have came out.
I mean, we all have to fight one. Every year there's a clown.
Equally plausible argument, though. Like, of course you're going to have to fight a clown Gundam, and why the fuck would you have to fight a clown Gundam? Like, if you didn't know that existed, you would never make it up. I didn't think it was a thing until today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is skipping
ahead
a little bit.
It's not your job to fight on behalf of Neo New York.
Well, I don't think there was a...
Yeah, sure.
I don't think there was a clown beforehand, though, because, like, they were, like, searching the guy, and apparently, like, the clown was doing research on Chibity, like, they were about to, like, roast battle each other or something, and he learned he had that clown fear, so he became a clown. Is he always a clown?
No, I think he's always a clown, though.
Wait, so why was he doing research then? Was he just doing research that was like, oh, he already hates clowns. This is great.
What Andrew's describing is a scene coming up, I think, next, where they take out their, like, Windows 98 laptop, and they're Googling around, and they're like, hey, somebody's been stealing all our data. It turns out it's the clown, and he knows about Chibity's clown fears.
Well, that would make it, this. If Andrew's version of the story would kind of make sense if it was like it, and it was like it just becomes whatever you are afraid of. And
yeah, like the previous year, he was another Portuguese stereotype we didn't know existed.
You guys are trying to apply logic to a show that is written like a fever dream and regularly references things that are not explained or shown on camera ever. They'll just be like, you know how we had that big fight and da 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 da, and you're like, that literally never happened. Like, there's
this
no
man fights in a clown Gundam.
Yeah.
You can't spend all that money and then just switch it out. He's a clown until he dies.
What if he already had a Gundam laying around, and then he did research, and he was like, oh, this guy's greatest fear is a clown, and then he had to do, like, lowrider shit to his Gundam
I just add some ribbons to it, it's good.
You guys have too high expectations for this dog shit trash fire show. This is the most watchable episode of this whole show. The only other redeeming episode ever was the time there was a mummy Gundam, where there was a mummy inside of a mummy Gundam. Double mummy.
It was a real mummy. Yeah. It wasn't a misunderstanding or anything. It was like, mummies are real.
I forgot to tell you guys, I was also kidnapped by a mummy terrorist group as a child.
That would make more sense for him to have a fear over... Well, not really. All right,
let's move forward, because we didn't even get into talk about terrible therapist.
okay. All right. So here's what you need to know is the next scene, Chibity is lying in his bed having the night shakes because he's up late night with clown fears. It's unclear at this juncture whether he has been hypnotized or whether the clown sneaks into his room. but he sees an evil Chibity who's taunting him, saying the things he said as a child when he was held hostage by the clown terrorists.
And also the things that he's saying right now in this scene as an adult. Like, mommy, mommy, I miss you.
Which...
yeah, there's not a lot of depth to it.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's not a lot of death, but man, there's a lot that can be said about a man who, adult man who goes into shaking fits, screaming, mommy, mommy, that has five wives that take care of him.
And a giant, like, gun robot. He probably shouldn't be rolling around with all that firepower.
Yeah, and it's just, like, constantly emotionally distant, where you'll ask him about his clown thing. He's like, I don't want to talk about it!
He is the
therapist,
just a
Gundam, too, because, like, everything has a Gundam in this universe. Yeah. Just a Freud Gundam.
Yeah, Freud Gundam.
He is just a recreation of the villain in Blue Velvet, but, like, the anime version of that.
Kinda.
Hero.
Damn, baby wants to fuck. But you know, in a Gundam. So yeah, anyway, he starts sleepwalking and the girls are noticing the hack. They're like, oh damn it, we've been clown hacked. I guess there's nothing to do about that.
Right, we're only in an international competition to control space. Doesn't seem like a breach of security would be a big deal.
To be clear, no one to report this to. This is a run-of-the-mill clown hack. It is part of the bylaws. So Chibity sleepwalks out past them. They just watch him go, and they don't do anything, which I thought was very strange. He sleepwalks all the way back to the circus, and then we get to see his flashback where the clowns are holding him and laughing and shooting an AK in the air. And we find out that the clown was impersonating Chibity, and it wasn't really an evil Chibity who was luring him there. It was actually the clown. And it's going to hurt him. And then Domon leaps in from out of nowhere and he scares it off, saying like old-timey New York things. He's like, hey, you lousy git! Get out of here!
Get walking, bum!
Get lost!
Scram!
Stop triggering Chibity! And so he scares him away, and then all of his girlfriends show up later because I guess they like watch him leave and they're like, oh, we shouldn't do that. We should go get him. And so they're all there and they're like around him on the ground and he's waking up and they're like, Chibity, take this gauze for your face. And then he backhands one of them in the mouth.
It's crazy.
This isn't the first time he's punched one of them, right?
And it seems like something that could have happened before, and I just turned a blind eye because
I know that Domo
or
was it Domo that punched somebody, but definitely a woman's been punched on this show before.
I think Domo punched Rain once when she got a little mouthy.
Yeah, this show loves women getting punched in the face. I'll tell you.
And
what.
I'm pretty sure both times the women have been like, "I deserve that."
Yeah.
Well, they're implied to have deserved it because of some thing that happened off screen that they, you know, badly reference. Is the
Well, in this case, she's like, I shouldn't have tried to hand him that gauze.
It was my fault. It was my fault for bringing up the clowns. Like, there's always just like, yeah, there's always just like an off camera thing, or just like, he's right. I shouldn't have mentioned Frankenstein.
Honestly, I should not have taken him to the circus. I deserve to be punched in the mouth. So Domon and all the girls and Rain are there, and Chibity scrambles away, and the girls they go to Rain. They're like, Rain, you're a doctor, please figure out what's going on with Chibity and the clowns. We don't understand. And then Domon, who has been like kind of the support for the whole thing this entire time, is just like, I'm bored and I'm not coming back this episode. And he
leaves.
This is
something really convoluted because they make it seem like Rain's going to leave Team Japan to be with Chibity. And it's like, she's literally just doing doctor stuff. I mean, bad doctor stuff, but like, I don't get how they jumped to that conclusion.
We've learned from the clown Gundam that you can't quit your day job as a Gundam battler.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a therapist.
You got to keep the drive if you want to win. But she's a therapist and a doctor and an engineer. So she is qualified to do this.
A songstress.
And a beautiful songstress. And so despite it being very taboo. And there was another episode where Chibity hits on Rain and she isn't into it at all that maybe they're trying to play back to, but the chemistry just isn't there. And so she is watching him. He's gone back to his Gundam hangar and he's just boxing. He's shadow boxing in an open room for 3 hours.
He's boxing one of those like clown things with the weight in the bottom. So when you punch it, it goes back up, you know?
Right. But with the Dragon Ball Z fist that he always has where his arm is a blur and he's just knocking the shit out of the clown balloon.
Yeah, he's just doing that thing in Happy Gilmore. He's beating up the clown at the mini golf course.
So after around 3 hours of shadow boxing, she brings him a drink and is like, that's a lot of shadow boxing.
And she's like, maybe it's time to talk about your feelings. And he goes, no, actually, yes.
This is like Alex's therapist. This is like a bad therapy situation.
It's a secret for a secret. It's actually by the book stuff. And it's I would recommend it to any of my friends.
This scene is so fucking crazy to me. He tells her his trauma and then he goes, anyway, forget about that stuff. I'm fine. Will you sing me God Bless America?
Well, the last song his mother sang to him before she either was murdered by or abandoned him to a group of terrorist clowns was America the Beautiful. And so you have this beautiful moment where she's holding him in her arms, singing America the Beautiful to him while we cut to Domon on a boat, just thinking about other stuff.
Stay seated for the entire song, by the way, which is fucked up. You're representing right. The U.S.
Yeah.
It's not the anthem.
Anytime America is evoked in song, you take your fucking hat off and you get on both feet.
He's lucky he doesn't have a hat, because it seems like he seems like a guy who would have a hat.
He takes his sideburns off. Sign of respect.
Domon is on a boat, and then all of Chibity's girlfriends sleep in a pile on some boxes for some reason.
Because they're dogs.
They're not really explained. They're just like, if Chibity's outside, we're outside. Yeah. Everyone on this box.
Yeah, we go into laundry position.
So it's the day of the
Domon's also he's hanging out with those two kids who I just
You haven't been watching. Domon's
living on a boat filled with children. Okay. Nothing weird there.
Cool. On a houseboat with two children.
Yeah, I just assume he just buys them cigarettes all the time.
Yeah,
they go grocery shopping together, and
he was mad that the kids were like, Rain should leave Domon.
Right.
For Chibity. He's kind to his many wives. Yeah. Domo only has one wife and he beats her regularly.
Domo overhears them and goes like, ha, kids.
Yeah. Who needs five wives when you got two kids? Domo's classic catchphrase.
One for each of my fingers on my burning hand.
God. There it is.
Where are we here? Yeah, okay, so it's the day of the fight now. It's all been leading up to this. Chibity is just on a hair trigger ready to shoot this fucking clown. He has his gun out before the fight starts. The clown shows up in the Jester Gundam, which is like kind of like shaped like a big it looks like a big uterus.
He does the entrance in like a, isn't he like a unicycle or something?
Yeah.
He's like in a unicycle on a tightrope.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, normal robot shit.
And yeah, he's basically doing his act from yesterday, but 50 times bigger.
But
it is fucking with Chibity. He is, like, so mad.
Yeah, he's like really just the Reggie Miller of Gundam fighters. He's all about the fucking mind games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. he starts shooting the, he shoots the tightrope frantically before the guy even lands. Just even sees him, and it just starts unloading before the match starts. Ah, fucking clown! And so the clown lands gracefully, as one does when one's trade is to be that of a clown. And it is time to Gundam fight. Gundam fight, ready? Clown go! And they're fighting, and the clown is copying all of Chibity's moves, which triggers him.
Clown is very OP.
Yeah.
It's like, he should be the best fighter if he can do everyone's moves.
Yeah, but he can like only do the moves of the person he's fighting while he's fighting them.
But he can do ones that they're not doing.
In my mind, it seems like he would be limited in some way.
Dark Link was a hard boss battle in Ocarina of Time.
You know what this honestly, like, I don't want to go on too much of a tangent about this. I was thinking about this while I was watching this. Somebody told me this story about this alt comedy, like chaos magic clown mime guy in like Silver Lake, where like you go to a
what a sentence.
Yeah. And, like, they were like, I know how it sounds on like paper, but you have to see it. It's like crazy because what he's doing is fucking with like mirror neurons and stuff in your head. So what he does is he takes somebody out on stage and he's doing a mime act and he's not talking, right? But he's doing like air shadow boxing at them. And then he takes your hands and he makes you to where you're shadow boxing him, right? And when you mime punch him, he like goes like, ow, like with his head. And he starts doing this and setting up all these like rules of a little reality. And then he does it back to you and you go, ow. And then you're like, oh shit, he trapped me in this mind game where like now we are both kind of like
this, playing along. This does sound like what happened to Chibity when he was five.
Exactly.
Like this would give me a like lifelong fear.
A punchline to this story is like this guy apparently took over the alt scene in Silver Lake for like a week and everyone was like, you gotta see the mime. And eventually fucking James Franco went and saw him and they did like this shit with him. And then like he like, you know, basically was miming like James Franco having this huge dick and he was like jacking him off and stuff. You know, and it was just like a funny thing or whatever.
And then he was sent to jail.
But there is something to this mimic. Like,
yeah. That guy's definitely a murderer. Like, or something. Like, check that dude's basement.
The point is, there's something to it. And to have it used against you in a boxing Gundam match is one of the worst things that can happen to a man.
Yeah, and Chibity so, freaks the fuck out.
Chibity
yeah.
is stops boxing, falls to his knees, and just starts yelling, mommy, mommy.
Which, like, yeah, just imagining, like, television. Like, yeah, like, imagining, like, just Tito Ortiz doing that in the middle of a fight.
Yeah, because he's fighting a combat clown. It's inside of your head. It's scary.
And so, you know, the clown, realizing that Chibity is triggered, jumps into the air and it has these clown rings on its little butt. And they shoot off and they trap his arms so that he can slap him as much as he wants. Because that's his yeah. move, I guess, is he slaps you.
But, you know, there's one way to save a man in bondage. The power of song.
So the girls realize this is a big deal. The girls realize that Rain has to sing America the Beautiful to him again to fix him. And they go to Rain and they're like, Rain,
he's
you
like,
have to save Chibity.
This isn't my relationship. Why are you getting me involved in your weird shit?
Well, yeah, no, I can't sing it. All five of you have to sing it while huddled together, terrified, like you're in a collapsing building.
Also, I wonder what the song originally was, because the dubbing is completely out of sync.
I was also wondering that. I bet it is some wild shit, but I just really enjoyed that Rain considers singing a song to this guy just like openly cheating on Domon, and so she won't do it. It's too much of an emotional betrayal to sing to him.
It seems like it maybe
she did last night though. She's a hypocrite.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you can't sing a song to a guy in the middle of the night and then just be like, just call me the angel of the morning and then head out.
I feel
that was
like
a mistake.
It was America the Beautiful in the Japanese version, though, because like this guy had like this whole character is a very much like weird Japanese anime version of a New Yorker
yeah,
guy.
Jingoistic.
Comes from media and stuff. You've never.
He comes from like a combination of like New York and like the Lincoln Memorial and Route 66. Just all of America just like combined into one tiny little thing.
They got yeah. rid of this. He used to have a big thing of hay coming out of his mouth.
Yeah. Oh, damn. That sucks they got rid of that.
I guess they couldn't afford it anymore.
They probably just forgot like everything else in the show. They're like retconning actively.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway,
he did have the hay, didn't he?
Yeah, he had hay for a good while before I guess the hay just started testing badly and they had to get rid of it.
I was here for the first episode of this show, I remember.
Yeah, you saw it. You saw when they introduced him with the hay. that hay is gone now, and he needs women to sing to him. So they're singing. Yeah.
It fell on the floor, and it grew into another wife.
The hay, I mean, not the hay, the song, although it is, you know, nobody understands why it works. It does work right away. And he just breaks all of the rings off of his body and then one punches this clown to death.
Also OP, singing a song during a fight.
And its head explodes.
Yeah, I was like, again, I thought this was like the culminating episode of a series of episodes about the clown. So I thought like, oh man, we're going to get like a big reveal about who the clown is. It's just a fucking clown, I guess. We never see it.
As an episode, I have to give the credit because I, like, right as they were about to figure out how to solve this problem by singing, I was like, oh, that's the Chekhov's gun thing. Like, they're going to have to sing to him. And I'm just impressed that anything made sense because this show, the rest of it is complete fucking madness. But that was, like, kind of a cookie cutter story arc.
If in Act One, America the Beautiful is sung, then in Act Three, the clown defeated by it shall be.
Yeah.
What's the name of the clown again?
Romario Manini. It doesn't come up again, but they said it at the beginning.
Yeah. Well, I remember the doctor was like, oh, you're sad? You should go see the great Gundam fighter tomorrow, Romario Manini. And then he was like, but doc.
But doctor, that's a terrorist. It's one of the most evil clowns in the world.
Funny joke, haha.
Ha ha. Well, that clown is dead now, and you'll never see it again. Also, its mask falls off in a way where you're like, you're going to find out who it is, but...
No, he's just a clown who died.
It's just some clown.
It's just a clown that got punched in the face, and now he's dead.
I'm glad he's dead.
Me too. Get the fuck out of here.
What a real jerk.
He's an angry, tough guy who's afraid of clowns, and then like, you know, so often this goes in real life. Just killed him. That's kind of overkill, right? We're just supposed to fight each other.
All right. Out of 7 Dragon Balls, what do we rate episode 31 of Mobile Fighter G Gundam, Dazzling Power of the Clown, Get Mad Gundam Maxter? Starting with Katie.
This is the only good episode I've ever seen of this show. 6 out of 7.
Yeah. Okay. I will keep it like... You could give it 7 out of 7, but we only have one editing track, so no one can talk over the dragon. Let's just all keep that in mind. Jake Flores, thank you for coming on. Out of 7 Dragon Balls, what do you give this episode of Mobile Fighter G Gundam?
So if I give it 7, you have to do extra shit?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to... We all have to summon the dragon and then get wishes from him.
We don't want that to happen, right?
It would be a lot of work for some people.
I'm conflicted because...
Some people who's doing double duty this week out of duty to his friendship.
Yeah. Jeremy, I don't know, I'm conflicted.
Francis Hammond.
Like, A, I want to make your life more difficult, but B, you also work with me. And we have...
That's true.
You have plenty of opportunities.
I'm too exhausted to record because I've been up late nights putting the effects on the dragon.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it 6.9999999999999 Dragon Balls out of 7.
You'll love to see it.
Wow.
Okay. Durso, out of 7 Dragon Balls, what are you giving this one?
All right, I'm going to give it 5. I found it...
Let's go, Letterboxd!
I found it enjoyable. Before it got, like, fun and goofy, I had that, like, feeling I get sometimes when I'm watching bad anime where I feel profoundly lonely in the world. But, like, after 4 minutes, I was like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah. You kind of felt like Chibity after those clowns murdered his mother, didn't you? For a minute there.
Yeah.
Right. Your mommy.
Mommy. Like Jake, I'm going to give this 6.9999999. Incredible new character, Romario Manini. I hope he comes back and becomes a fixture in the series.
Yeah.
We learned so much about Chibity.
He's dead. died.
Well, there's a mummy. Why can't the clown come back?
The mummy hasn't come back either. I have eagerly awaited the return of Mummy Gundam.
Master Asia exploded, and he is just in the show still.
I hate the show. I love all the so girlfriends.
I just love... I love everything about Chippity Crockett and his
style. I wish the star was Chippity and his a million wives, and we didn't have to deal with Domon.
I want to be like him when I grow up and not like Domon. I don't want to live on a boat with those kids.
I will say, like, legit, like, allow, like, LOL in my apartment when I learned his last name was Crockett at the end of the episode.
Chippity Crockett.
It's just one of those American names. There's nothing to it.
Yeah.
You know, all Americans know is eat hay, listen to God Bless America, and be terrified of
No, it's the most dangerous Gundam fire of them all, Washington barbecue sauce.
All right. Well, I think we all enjoyed this episode. Andrew, thank you for coming on. Is there anything you want to plug?
At Andrew_Dursa. If you see me review an anime on Letterboxd, throw it a like. You'll be the only one.
Oh, that's a huge opportunity. You want to get in on that on the ground floor.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's us for another week. The show keeps getting better, and the world is falling apart. So keep coming back.
Please enjoy this track by DMX.
And now enjoy this track by DMX.
Arf, arf!
Arf, arf!
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here.
If I got to bring it to you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your man that been to jail before, suck my dick. And all the motherfuckers you run with, get done with, done quick. I fuck you throwing poke the dog or some bum shit. I then go to gun click, now I'm one shit. All over some dumb shit, ain't that some shit? Them niggas remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him, I explain, so watch what you do. Or you gon' find yourself very next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. Shit, a nigga tried to diss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave niggas soft in the brain. This nigga still want the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't rap long enough to be fucking with me. And you ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you pumping on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, and I smack him with my dick in the mic. That nigga's character, it's not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? It's out of all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody know. Your own man say you stupid, you be like, so, I love my baby mother, I never let her go. I'm tired of weak-ass niggas whining over foot that don't belong to them. Fuck is wrong with them? They fuck it up for real niggas like my mans and them, who get it all on the strip for their hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I bring down rain so heavy it hurts the head. No more talking. Put him in the dirt instead. You keep walking, that you trying to end up red. Cause if I end up dead, I end up dead. Cause you's a soft type nigga, fake up north type nigga. Push like a soft white nigga. Dog is a dog, blood thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker to slaughter. The bigger the order, the more guns we want out. When up in there, everybody come out. When nobody burn out, sun in the sun out. I'ma keep the gun out, nigga running his mouth. I'ma blow his lung out. Listen, your ass is about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Some old man fish. Grandma wishing your soul's at rest, but it's hard to digest with the size of the hole in your chest.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
bouncing again. Can do now.